You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome. 3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. It is Gym Class here on KGYM on this September the 15th. Scott Unash with you from our studios here in the Southwest Side. Mark Dukes off to my right, socially distanced, 10 feet away. Buttons on the other side of the glass as we get into the program here today. A lot of football, a lot of baseball to talk about today as well. Scott Merkin, who covers the Chicago White Sox, for several avenues. We're going to talk with him about not only the White Sox, but also Major League Baseball. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk about perhaps the return of Big Ten football sooner than we expected. It seems that the wheels are in motion, as they say. And are we going to have Big Ten football sooner than later? I guess we will find out more about that coming up this evening, if you believe a certain president that resides to the west of us, president of a university that resides to the west of us. You are always welcome to join in at 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Phone lines available as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Traffic note before we get started and too far into it here. One of our fine listeners telling us that I-380 southbound is backed up from I-80 to at least North Liberty. I would imagine past the Forever Green Road exit up toward Penn in that direction. So if you are southbound going to Iowa City from Cedar Rapids or North Liberty, you are going to run into backed up situations right there. If you can find an alternate route, I encourage you to do so. Otherwise, be patient out there. And if you do have a traffic tip, let us know when you can safely on the text line. And that number again is 319-366-1600. Hello, Mark. You weren't going to speak till January, but you've decided to talk a lot sooner, have you?
Absolutely. There's always something to talk about, as we've demonstrated since March. Each and every day there seems to be some piece of news, conflicting or otherwise, in the world of college and professional sports. And now we have looming, apparently, a decision that will be announced tonight, according to most reports, about
and one that,
the return to football.
That wasn't a planned report.
No, you talked about Nebraska President Ted Carter, and he was at a news conference earlier today and was what they call a hot mic. Mine's on, right?
Okay. This is on. All right. It is a hot mic.
Carter said to Bob Henson, director of the National Strategic Research Institute.
Why not? Why not talk about Big Ten football?
The exact quote during the hot mic session, "We're getting ready to announce the Huskers and Big Ten football tonight." Now, announce what? Announce the return, announce that the Big Ten is going to stay put. Jeff Petrakis of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting a half hour ago that Big Ten football is back. His sources said today that a proposal has been approved for the league to play its 2020 season this fall. Details, of course, are not out there. When this first broke that there may be news tonight, I was skeptical because, as we've learned, it was originally an 11-3 vote by the Big Ten presidents and chancellors not to start the football season. We also know that six of those said presidents and chancellors have to change their mind. Based on what? What's changed, Scott? What's changed?
What has changed is the fact that there is now apparently a process for for testing as far as athletes with COVID-19 is concerned, and it is a much cheaper process, and it is a much quicker process. That is what has changed. Nothing about studies as far as enlarging of hearts or things like that. But by golly, it sounds like we're going to play football, which is great. Wonderful. I am all for Big Ten football. I am all for Big Ten football, but I'm with you on two things. What has changed other than that? And are we going to be A-OK 100% positive that all the positives are positive and all the negatives are negative as far as the testing is concerned? Because that's been a problem as of late. And not only the Big Ten and football and Major League Baseball and basically all walks of life.
Rapid testing is a good thing from the standpoint of you're going to know sooner, apparently, if there are positive tests and can take action and whatever measures necessary instead of waiting a day, 2 days, 3 days for a test result to come back. My whole point, and I'm not trying to be negative about it, but I'm being realistic and truthful, whether you have the testing that we have now or a rapid test, what's the level of reliability? I don't care whether it's quick, slow, whatever. The most important thing is the reliability of the tests. And we've come to know since March, from time to time, these tests are not entirely reliable, at least the ones we have right now. So, yes, I want to see Big Ten football. I really do. And we'll see, first of all, if that announcement comes forward. And second of all, you know, what it looks like. And there is that component that you talked about, the studies done about myocarditis, those apparently that have tested positive that showed symptoms or evidence of an enlarged heart. There were no tests before the positive COVID tests, so we don't know if that was a pre-existing condition or not.
2 weeks ago,
that was a hot button topic. We are really worried about myocarditis, and whether it's because of COVID or whatever. Yeah, that's a serious situation. So, I just hope when there's an announcement, especially if there's an announcement for return to play, that there's transparency. What has changed? Why have you changed your vote? If there is such a vote taken, what has changed? Why do you have the level of confidence now that you can go ahead? Is it because three other Power Five conferences are in action?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So we shall see what happens. Unfortunately, we don't have the news right now. All we have is certain mic drops and other reports.
The reports are that it's going to be, what, an eight-game season?
8 to 9 weeks is the most recent report, that again from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
With four home games, four road games, getting done in time to play the Big Ten championship game on its regular date. Who knows if it will be at its regular location in Indianapolis, because the Colts are scheduled to be perhaps at home on that particular day. So, you know, that's a small detail to worry about before we get down the road too far. Everyone else is playing. We want to play. Can we play? We got next is basically what's going on. And the fact that to get into the college football playoff to get even more money, we need to get things rolling for the Big Ten Conference. Allegedly, the Big Ten is going to start in about 4 or 5 weeks down the line, toward the latter portion of the month of October, according to that article in the Sentinel, correct, Mark?
Around October 17th. Maybe a week later.
Do you believe the Big Ten teams are ready to go in 1 month to play a college football game?
I've never played college football, so I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, but just going off of what Kirk Ferentz has said in the past, Kirk Ferentz has laid out 6 weeks, basically, as a minimum to get teams ready to go. And now it's going to be 4 weeks, maybe. Maybe 4 weeks. Because even if this is, enacted tonight and announced tonight by the Big Ten Conference, then it's still going to take a little bit to get things rolling. I mean, you're not going to get up tomorrow morning, oh, we got a 6 o'clock practice, everybody's ready to go, and let's hit it hard.
Well, Wisconsin's in quarantine for a little while longer.
Yes, they are. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. A few comments on the text line. Again, that southbound I-380 traffic, they're backed up from I-80 to at least North Liberty if you're on in that direction. 1527 with a little bit of a story here. Have you ever been to a bonfire where people get a little tipsy and the next thing you know, people are running and jumping over through the fire?
No. Wondered... No.
My oldest son tried to do that, and it didn't end up well. He wasn't tipsy. He was just trying to... He's got a thing with fire. I probably should be worried, but it's gotten better over the years. Anyway, I digress. One or two people do and get through without getting burned. The others start jumping through, and maybe someone pours a little gas to make it more dangerous until someone finally gets burned, jumping over the fire. That's college football right now, just trying to get through the fire without getting burned. Thank you for the story.
1345, but if the rumors are true, a Big Ten team can make the playoff in at least 9 games when the other games, other teams will have played at least 11. It just seems like the Big Ten would get a distinct advantage with less games.
That's 8 games at a maximum. A couple more games. I know Arkansas State's next game was canceled today. Everyone's hoping to get 8 games in or 11 games in or whatever the case may be. You keep your fingers crossed and you try to keep everybody healthy at this point.
Our friend Cajun Troy on the text line, well, everybody that texts is our friend. I shouldn't say
yes,
put it
are.
That way. Go Saints.
But we know Cajun Troy.
Go Saints. Market doesn't matter. It's about money. And if the parents want their kids to play, so be it. I like the take.
Yeah, the best talent will win. Like the raging Cajuns. Troy flying the flag of Louisiana today, once again. 319-366-1600. And, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I personally was skeptical yesterday, and maybe I shouldn't jump into the deep end head first, but I think there's going to be Big Ten football coming up in about a month.
Mm.
So we get Schedule 3.0 then, huh? Coming up soon?
Yeah, it may not be the last one either.
Schedule 3.0 getting ready to come down the line. Also getting ready to come down the line. We'll talk more about this, get more of your reactions here in just a little bit. But we do need to take a break because we're going to talk with Scott Merkin coming up. And talk with him about Major League Baseball, also specifically the Chicago White Sox, who got a big win last night in the game with the Twins. That was a playoff game, Mark. Maybe at times wasn't the most crisply played baseball game ever to come down the pike. But when you get those 3.5-hour games, oh, that's playoff baseball, baby.
It had me on the edge of my seat. It was a 3-1 White Sox victory in which about 24 runners left on base between the two teams. These are two very powerful teams, but this was dominated by pitching. So specifically, the bullpens, Dylan Cease, very good in his outing. Boy, he's got good off-speed stuff. At least he did last night. And Jose Berríos went through 5 innings and gave up a run. But, yeah, It was on the seat of your chair type action, and more of it tonight.
Yeah, we got it for you tonight, coming your way at 6:30 on 107.5 FM, Game 2 between the Twins and the White Sox. I know Dane Dunning is going for the Southsiders tonight. Who is pitching for the—
And Randy Dobnak.
Oh!
On the Hill, who's had a good year, yeah.
Yes, he has. So that should be a good pitching matchup as well. Sox hoping to get Dallas Keuchel back for Game 4. Off the disabled list. So we'll see how that plays out. 319-366-1600, MLB.com's White Sox beat writer Scott Merkin will join us. We'll talk about the Sox. We'll also talk about the new Major League Baseball plan kind of overshadowed by the Big Ten today, but the baseball's going to the bubble in the postseason. More on that when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Oh, look at this. The bar on Main Street is looking for a new bartender.
What are you doing?
Looking for a job.
Honey, just enjoy your retirement.
You know, I'd love to, but have you seen what Joni Ernst has been up to?
What do you mean?
Ernst voted to cut Medicare by almost $500 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ernst supported a plan that would force us to pay $6,000 more a year out of our pockets for health care.
$6,000 more a year? For each of us?
Yep. The Wall Street Journal said the plan would, quote, essentially end Medicare.
But we've been paying into Medicare for years.
It's completely unfair. Plus, Ernst also voted to let insurance companies charge an age tax on us.
So even more money out of our pockets. You think the bar would hire me, too?
I think we might be better off voting against Joni Ernst.
Paid for by DSCC, DSCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K through 12 school-sponsored athletics, at getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Your house is your favorite place to be, with your favorite people to be with. But it could use something. That's where the in-house designers at Randy's Flooring shine. They have a million ideas for your space. The educated interior designers at Randy's will talk with you, find out the who and how of your home, and help you see something better than you imagined, at no additional cost, of course. Let the designers at Randy's help transform your space into something you love even more. Randy's Flooring in Cedar Rapids and Coralville. Local flooring experts by design.
Back with you on the Gym Class 321 here on KGYM. As we're going to get back to the Big Ten. Is it going to start up tonight? Or not start up, but will there be an announcement that Big Ten football will be starting up very, very soon? We're going to talk about some Major League Baseball right now. Chicago White Sox beat writer for MLB.com, Scott Merkin, joining us. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Scott Merkin, and that is his Twitter handle. And also a big, big Michigan fan, as I see here. Scott, how are you?
Good, yeah. I'm a proud graduate, and I miss Michigan football. I really do. I would like to see that them get back, but I want everyone to be safe, most of all. Football will be there next year. We'll be there in, you know, the spring or whatever they decide to play next, but it is weird not to see the Big Ten on Saturdays and Fridays and everything else right now.
Well, who knows? Schedule 3.0 could have Michigan and Iowa play on opening day a month from now.
You never know.
In Iowa City. We'll see. Or in Ann Arbor. And, yes, as long as everyone's safe, and we'll see what happens here. But we were talking before the break, Scott, that last night's White Sox-Twins game, very much like a playoff game. Maybe not a playoff atmosphere without fans on the south side. But, boy, that that had all the intrigue of a playoff game.
Yeah, you know, the little things mean so much in the playoff baseball. And, you know, we saw that last night. I think it was the sixth inning where Josh Donaldson had runners in first and second, and he singled up the middle. And if the ball gets through, the run scores, and the Twins take the lead. And who knows how that differs, you know, if the Twins jump in front. Tim Anderson made a diving stop, kept the ball in the infield, loaded the bases, and they got Nelson Cruz. That was the amazing list. I mean, Nelson Cruz has absolutely crushed the White Sox the last 2 years. I think he has 11 home runs and 34 RBIs in the last 2 years. And he was 0-for-4 last night, I think left nine guys on base, which is unheard of for him, period, but let alone in this rivalry. And then later in the game in the inning, in the eighth, when they scored, sort of overlooked after Moncada walked to start the eighth against Rogers, who they hit pretty well. That's the closer for the Twins. Robert had a 10-pitch at bat, and Robert, you know, is a pretty Luis Robert's a pretty free swinger, and he walked, and that led to Adam Engel driving in the winning run, the go-ahead run. So, you know, just those little things. They mean a lot, period, but when you have games like this where it's the top two teams in the AL Central, maybe the top two teams in the AL, who knows, we'll see. You know, it's the game within the game sort of thing.
Scott, total transparency. I'm a Twins fan. Scott is a White Sox fan. So this is
this makes us fun on the air.
fun time of year. But I'm encouraged about the Twins, not only last year, this year, and going forward. But I texted Scott last night. This White Sox team seems positioned to be good for a good long time.
Oh, yeah, that was the plan. You know, the plan was that, you know, they had some lean years in the rebuild, and the plan was to make this sustained success. And that's why you didn't see them trading any of their core guys just to get a bump this year. You know, I mean, let's face it, aside from the Dodgers, there's really not one dominant team across. I mean, maybe the Sox at this point, the way things are going, or the Twins. They've had a really nice run too, but you know, they have guys locked down, you know, the young guys locked down. They have some good veterans around them, and barring something unexpected, this should be a competitive team for the next 5 to 7 years. Absolutely.
This year, in this strange and crazy 2020, in your opinion, watching it, covering it every day, how do you think it has gone so far in the regular season? We'll get to the postseason coming up.
Yeah, I have to, you know, tip my hat to the players and MLB. And, you know, I have to admit, I tend to be have a negative outlook overall on things. But I have to admit that wasn't sure this would go, you know, wasn't sure this would make it. I'm talking back on July 3rd, I guess, was it, when summer camp began?
Yeah.
And then even July 23rd, 24th, when baseball began, and especially when the Marlins had their issue and the Cardinals had their issue. Now, again, it's not a great situation that, you know, the Marlins and Phillies had, what, a 7-game series this weekend, I think, and St. Louis plays Milwaukee, like, all 10 of their games, I think, in the last 17. So there's some very odd quirks, and, you know, the fact that there's no, well, you know, we'll get to the postseason, but there's no off days in the postseason series, a little weird too until the World Series. But you got to do what you got to do. It's a strange time for all of us, and the key thing is keeping guys healthy. And aside from some people have tested positive, thank God they've all recovered, and you know the product has been pretty decent on the field, I would have to say.
What do you make of tonight's matchup, Scott? We've got it here on KGYM. On 107.5 FM, looking forward to that one. What do you make of the pitching matchup in particular?
For tonight you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dane Dunning has been – well, first of all, Randy Dobnik's a great story, right? As a Twin fan, you must love that story.
I do.
You know, he readily embraces that he was an Uber driver, right, for a while, and then, you know, got his chance in the majors and has been very consistent for them. And Dunning was one of the guys they got in the Adam Eaton trade, along with Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez. And he has been very good in his, I believe he's had 4 starts in the majors. Now he's faced nothing but Detroit, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh so far. So this will be by far, not even close, his biggest test. And, you know, I think they have the bullpen ready. Now they did use some of their guys pretty extended last night. Cody Hewer threw 27 pitches. Marshall was in the 20s. Kyle May had an inning and a third save. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they have lined up tonight, because, you know, you have to imagine that Dunning is going to be challenged to go, you know, deep into this game. Again, playoff baseball, the starters don't always go 6, 7, 8 innings and that kind of thing. But, you know, it'll be interesting. It should be a good matchup, and it was a great game last night. And I think, you know, the Twins could take a lot of pride in that game too, because, you know, they had a lot of opportunities. In the as Rocco Baldelli said after the game, the pitching and defense was tremendous. They just could not get the big hit. But they have 18 base runners, right? 10 yeah. walks, 8 hits, and 1 run. You're not going to see that from the Twins offense too often, I don't think.
The announcement today that Major League Baseball postseason will be played in bubbles in Arlington and in San Diego. I guess it's not really a big surprise. I guess your take on it, do you think it's going to work? Is this the best thing that Major League Baseball could have done to ensure that we do have a complete postseason?
I have to be honest, I haven't watched a ton of NBA games, you know, with baseball going on and everything else. But people who have told me that the basketball has been great in the bubble there, you know, that it's worked out very well, and the quality of basketball has been outstanding. And, you know, they weren't going to fight their way through the 60-game regular season and, for the most part, get everything, you know, pretty even and copacetic and keep everyone healthy, and then not, excuse me, and then risk it in the postseason. You know, I mean, the postseason is the key thing. That's what you're playing for. They want to crown a champion. They want to get through this whole thing. So I think it makes sense. You know, I think, and obviously the players signed off on it if it's official now. So they must be of the same mindset and agree on everything. So, you know, it should be interesting. I was just joking with a friend that it would be interesting if the Cubs and Sox, who have not made the World Series together since, 1906, I think it was.
It's been a while.
The last time they were both in the playoffs together was 2008. It would be so Chicago baseball, even though Chicago baseball has gotten so much better over the last, you know, decade or so, if they made the World Series and they were playing it in Texas instead of, you know, Wrigley Field and Guaranteed Rate Field.
Scott, I know your focus is on the White Sox, but I'm curious, the Twins stay in Chicago and face the Cubs after the series with the White Sox. How good are the Cubs?
You know, it's an interesting team from what I've seen. You know, they have two really outstanding pitchers at the top of the rotation, and Yu Darvish, who's been, you know, Cy Young caliber, and Kyle Hendricks, who's, you know, they call him the professor. He's kind of like Greg Maddux in that he doesn't overpower you, but he knows how to pitch. And then you go and get a guy like Alec Mills, who's been really good his last two or three starts, throws a no-hitter against Milwaukee. You know, they haven't hit a ton, but it looks, you know, you wonder if they were down, I think, 2-0 in the ninth inning Saturday night against Milwaukee, and Jason Hayward hit a home run off Josh Hader, which is tough enough to do, period, but a lefty on a lefty against Hader is almost impossible. And you wonder if that gives them a little bit of a spark. I mean, they should win that division. They're a tough team. They're pretty good at Wrigley. And I think, you know, if things line up, the Twins will probably get Darvish in that last game of the series there. So that's not always an easy task at all. So it'll be another interesting, you know, good, solid week of competition for the Twins here with four against the Sox and then three against the Cubs.
It will be. I know you got to get going here, Scott. And just a couple comments about Dallas Keuchel, because I think he's been an absolute just godsend as far as the White Sox are concerned, not only on the field, but maybe even more off the field.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, they originally pursued Zach Wheeler in free agency at the beginning of the offseason, and they made a great offer to him, and he ended up picking Philly and wanted to stay closer to his East Coast home there. And I don't know if they would have brought in both Wheeler and Keuchel. So this ended up working, nothing against Zach Wheeler, but ended up working great for the Sox because Keuchel's been the perfect number two guy behind Giolito. A great, assuming Keuchel's bag is okay, great 1-2 combination at the top of the playoff rotation. And then beyond that, you know, he's been great in the clubhouse. He was the guy who kind of read him the riot act and then told us afterwards that, you know, that night in Detroit, their only loss to Detroit this year, where he felt like, you know, guys weren't giving it up, not really giving it up, but they weren't, you know, into the game as much as they need to be every night. And boy, that's your change. I think they're 23-6 since then, something along those lines. So yeah, he's another one of those guys along with Jose Abreu and Tim Anderson and Grandal that you kind of need. And James McCann, of course, you need in the clubhouse. So yeah, he's been a great fit for the White Sox.
Has been. And hey, Scott, appreciate the time. Enjoy the baseball, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right. Scott Merkin joining us. Covers the Chicago White Sox for MLB.com. At Scott Merkin on Twitter. That is his handle out there. I know one thing for sure is that Eloy Jimenez will now not put his hands up if a ball goes underneath the padding. Well, maybe he will because it worked.
It did work, yeah. That was strange.
If you did not see, there was a ball, two outs in the ninth, or did not hear it as well. And Byron Buxton, our friend Byron Buxton, hit a shot. Probably Eloy should have caught, but it eluded him and did not hit his glove and got caught underneath the padding of the left field wall.
Partially.
Put his hands up, and Byron did the right thing. He was circling the bases, baby, and he got an inside-the-park home run. The White Sox sent it to review, and New York said it was a double, ground rule double. Now,
I'm not familiar with the ground rules. It just looked like
I don't know.
Jimenez, well, after everything was over, he picked it up pretty cleanly and pretty easily.
Right.
But again, I'm not familiar with the ground rules there, so.
Right. Now, it still was the tying run coming up.
Yes.
So it was.
That would have made it 3-2.
Right. It would have made it 3-2. Tying run would have come up. You can't play those what-if scenarios that, okay, if this guy, okay, he's at second, he take the run off and blah, blah, blah. But it was interesting. It was interesting. He should have caught it.
Well, if the Twins had left six on instead of 13, it would have been an entirely different game, too.
Well, that doesn't happen very often, not only for the Twins, but just for everyone as far as baseball is concerned. To get 10 walks and the hit total that the Twins got last night and only come up with one run. Sox got a few very key double plays at some very big times and got that game last night. And it was fun baseball.
It was.
I was listening to that. I was flipping to that. And I was watching the Steelers and the Giants. I watched the Broncos and the Titans. Watched Fangio work his magic at the end. Call a timeout, Denver. Michael Ojemudia last night. Nice debut. He had his moments of good and not so good, but he was thrust into a big-time position last night for the Denver Broncos. Josie Jewell got the start last night because of an injury. Josie's going to play some anyway. I mean, that's not a big deal, but played a ton last night. Made a great play on Derrick Henry in the backfield. But, boy, Denver butchered that. I mean, I'm not unhappy because they're in the Chiefs division, but, man alive, they butchered the clock management at the end.
Well, if you had Denver plus three, you're still okay, and you're okay with everything.
And then Steven Gostkowski, just showing the Patriot magic, comes in and can't hit anything straight.
No. Didn't mention Noah Fant either.
I think
he had five catches.
Big touchdown.
60, 80-some yards and a touchdown. So coupled with T.J. Hockenson for Detroit, nice weekend for former Iowa tight ends.
Yes, and hopefully good news for George Kittle because – sprained knee, I believe, is the prognosis as far as George is concerned. He's going to be reevaluated, I believe, today. They'll know a little bit more about his situation.
Sat him down. They're playing the Jets this week. Come on.
Le'Veon Bell is now on IR. That's great for someone's fantasy football, man. but I digress. Nobody wants to know about my wretched fantasy football week. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600. 8186 asking about the Colts. I looked at their schedule. I did see that on Twitter that the Colts have a game that's either going to be the 18th or the 19th. It's a TBA now at home. So it can be flexed by the NFL, apparently. That's what they're saying. So it still could work out fine that the Big Ten, if they come back with the announcement tonight, can have their championship game the 19th. Colts could play on the 20th. It's not ideal, but that's the way it goes. Who knows if there are going to be fans at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis in mid to late December.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know as of yet. We don't know when college basketball is going to start. We haven't heard much about after the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs get done. By the way, congratulations to the Dallas Stars for getting into the Stanley Cup Finals. We don't know anything about next year's NHL or NBA as of yet. Everything is hour to hour, folks. Hour to hour right now. I don't know how more to say it.
What we do know is we've got a couple of professional contests on KGYM Radio tonight, 6:30 p.m. pregame for the Twins and White Sox on 107.5, 7:05 first pitch. And then Miami and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. That'll be joint in progress after the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn.
Yeah, that'll be on all our other frequencies. That is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. And probably early second quarter, late first quarter, right in there. We'll join up with that basketball game.
That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, serving you since 2003. Which team will win that series, Miami or Boston?
Good luck to both. All I know is late November college basketball begins, hopefully. Now, does college basketball have to begin if Big Ten football is coming back?
Answer me that one. A mess.
And we talked about this a little bit if you recall, Mark, back in June and July, when we were looking ahead to everything coming together at this point, and this is what we have right now. You mentioned last weekend was the first weekend ever with Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, the WNBA, Major League Soccer, IndyCar, NASCAR, the PGA Tour. Everything was on last week.
Professional tennis, yeah.
Yeah, not to mention the U.S. Open Tennis Championships last week. Sorry, tennis fans, forgot about that. And, I mean, it's just getting your head starting to spin at this point and trying to follow everything. And will everything stay on course, if you will? Speaking of that, we'll talk about tee times of the U.S. Open. Coming up when we come back, we'll take a look at that, let you know what time Zach Johnson will be teeing off. Want to let everybody know, speaking of golf, our good friend Mike Hall over at St. Andrews, they have a brand new rescheduled date for their St. Andrews Labor Day shootout that was canceled due to the derecho and the cleanup. It's now going to be on Saturday, October 3rd and Sunday, October the 4th. And
is that an individual event or a best shot? I'm not quite sure about that.
Stop on by.
Yeah.
Inquire at the clubhouse. One of our great sponsors here on KGYM, St. Andrews Golf Course. We do appreciate all they do for us. And stop on by. That'll be October 3rd and October the 4th, the rescheduled Labor Day shootout. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll let you know about Zach Johnson's tee times on Thursday and Friday. Talk a little bit about what's coming up at Wingfoot. Talk more with you about possibly the resumption of Big Ten football or the start of Big Ten football. We'll do that when we come back here on KGYM.
Play your game with your first bet risk-free, up to $500, only at Elite Sportsbook. Just sign up for a new Elite Sportsbook account and make your first bet online. If it is graded as a loss, we will match it with a free bet up to $500. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for a list of casino locations and sign up today. You will always be in the game with Elite Sportsbook. Offer valid for a limited time. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to keep your engine performing at its best. Our professional parts people will help you select just the right products for your car and budget, like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99, plus earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Redbox has new movies and huge blockbusters, including a totally excellent comedy. Stream the theatrical home release of Bill and Ted, Face the Music, starring Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. Our old friends Bill and Ted, who are now middle-aged dads, must time travel into the future using their trusted telephone booth, retrieve a song from their future selves, and save all of humanity. Easy, right? Get premium access and stream Bill and Ted Face the Music on your smart TV or favorite device with the Redbox app today. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract, full coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It is 3:43. We are back with you on the Gym Class here on the Tuesday edition on KGYM. Our thanks to Scott Merkin of MLB.com for his conversation with us. And if you missed any part of that, we will have it back up for you coming up on the podcast. And Buttons will have that ready to go at your usual podcast locations. By the way, the brand new KGYM radio app, the one that is, if you go to your respective store for your phone, one that is presented and rolled out by KZIA Incorporated. That is the one you want to download. That is available for download, and we encourage you to do so. All kinds of great information, the KGYM sports schedule, and whatnot. So, yeah, we encourage you to download that. 319-366-1600. Again, that traffic note, probably still some traffic southbound I-380 between I-80 and North Liberty. It's been backed up right there. So watch that area and try to find an alternate route if you can.
Thank you for that. The Labor Day tournament at St. Andrews that we talked about is a two-day Stableford tournament.
I love Stableford.
Friday, October 2nd will be the team drawing. And then Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. shotgun starts. Call St. Andrews if you have any further questions. And thanks to Mike and the gang out there.
Yeah, appreciate that. Should we call Rusty? You ready?
I may see him soon. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have that ready to go in the offing, see what he thinks.
October 3 and 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 319-366-1600. You guys can probably tee off. There's a tee.
Forward tees?
Yeah, I would imagine you guys are going to be, you could be on the forward tees.
Was that over 60?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. We're,
I'm not too proud.
We're coming up with strategy. 319-366-1600. On the text line, 1527. Someone threw down $45,000 on Phil to win at Wingfoot. How do you guys feel about that?
Bye-bye.
I don't have $45,000. That's how I feel.
You know, the U.S. Open is the one major that Phil has never won, and he's come close at Wingfoot and at Marion.
2013.
But he's also 50 years old now, and there has never been a major champion of that age. Although Tom Watson nearly
won
pulled
the Open.
It off at the Open
Championship.
And Greg Norman, he was in his early 50s, contended.
Yep.
That at the Open as well. But
I think this is Phil's real good last shot because he knows his course. He's been there many times to practice. Phil is still playing well, can still win. He's got to hit it straight, though, and he hasn't been hitting it straight for the most part this year. He won his Champions Tour debut, but that was a course that had wide fairways. And we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
It'd be a great story.
It would be a great story. He's come so close, and there aren't many people that have the career Grand Slam. They had a great – I was also watching Golf Channel last night, too, and they had a nice piece Jaime Diaz did on Phil on the heartbreaks, especially 2006 when he had the lead going into the 72nd hole at Wingfoot and took out the driver and promptly hit it off a tent.
This is such a tough golf course. We'll talk more about it as it nears on Thursday, but the rough is very penal. I was watching a video where a pretty good amateur golfer on the 633-yard par 5 couldn't even reach the fairway with a 240-yard tee shot. Couldn't get it to the fairway.
It's tough.
And most of these par 4s here are, I think there's only one or two under 400 yards. They're most of them like between 480 and 520.
Yeah. It's a tough, brutal golf course. 5-1 back in 2006. I love it. What time does
that? By a most obscure.
Jeff Ogilvy. Well, he was playing well then.
He was.
He was. He's kind of fallen off since then, but he was. That was his prime, the Australian Jeff Ogilvy.
Zach Johnson will compete in the U.S. Open. He has a tee time Thursday at 12:27 Central Time, and then Friday at 7:07 a.m. Central Time. He is paired with former major champions Louis Oosthuizen, and Keegan Bradley. Again, Thursday, 12:27 a.m. Central Time.
Okay. Yeah, so bright and early. 12:27
p.m., I'm sorry.
P.m.
Yes.
Is that Iowa time or New York time?
That's Central Time. There's no such thing as Iowa time.
I'm sorry. Central Time. Don't look at me like that, Buttons.
You're welcome. Count on me.
I know Central Time, but I just said Iowa time because it's not Eastern Time. New York time is not New York time. It's Eastern Time. I understand. Please don't text. 9416 asking, do you know why they had the FedEx Cup before the U.S. Open and the Masters? Well, since the U.S. Open and the Masters had to be moved due to the coronavirus, those two events are not conducted by the PGA Tour, per se. The United States Golf Association puts on the U.S. Open, and Augusta National puts on the Masters. Yes, in a regular year, they would be included in the FedEx Cup point standings, but they made an exception this year and did not include those two events in the point standings. They are going to be standalone events, non-points. And the points for the FedEx Cup will come in the 2021 U.S. Open and the 2021 Masters.
Very, very good explanation. I'm reading this text again about someone throwing down $45,000 on Phil to win. It might have been Phil himself, a renowned gambler.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Won a bundle with the Baltimore Ravens a few years ago in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Won a bundle. Told Amy about it, too. When a Brinks truck backs up to your door, I think you have to tell your wife.
You know, when do you tell your wife something? Only when you win, right? You never tell her when you lose.
No, of course not.
And what if she asks Todd or Scott, how did you
How did your fantasy golf team go? Not well.
Are
so
you
far.
Up or down?
No, oh, just down a little. That's usually the correct response. 319-366-1600. Let's get back to the Big Ten and talk about that before we set sail here today. Reports are that, in case you're joining us late, that the Big Ten is going to announce as early perhaps as this evening that there will be Big Ten football in the fall, not in the winter. As far as the earlier reports were concerned. And if that is indeed the case, we'll be having and talking about Big Ten football in about 4 to 5 weeks. Now, we will see how that happens to play out. That is from two sources, one from the Milwaukee Sentinel and then also from Ted Carter, who is the president of the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, who accidentally spilled the beans on that as far as a hot mic was concerned earlier today.
Wouldn't it just be perfect if there's no announcement tonight whatsoever? And everybody's in a tizzy about, you know, the forthcoming announcement and whether football's going to be back in the Big Ten and whatnot. Wouldn't it just be appropriate in these times that there's no announcement?
Well,
yes.
I mean, it'd
fit right in with everything else.
It would fit right in with everything, but I don't. If they can do it safely, then I am all for it. Like I said, I'm not sure what has changed.
How are you going to know?
Other than
if it's going to be safe until you do it. Seriously, I mean, you might think it's safe. You might think you've got everything placed.
Well,
you don't know until you do it.
Same thing
Major
with
League
now.
Baseball,
yeah.
NHL, NBA, college football. You know, there's a quote unquote outbreak at Arkansas State. The news release never said anything about COVID, but, you know, you have to presume it's COVID. It was related to a position group
right
at Arkansas State.
True.
Could it be related to contact tracing? Again, a shortage of transparency leaves us just wondering.
Our friend Kyle, was it a Gary Dolphin hot mic or a Tom Brenneman hot mic? No. All mics are considered hot. We've talked about that before. all mics are considered hot. Yeah. All right, what has to happen? What has to happen? In order to play football in 5 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever the case may be, you got to have practice. Practice, Mark, not conditioning. You have to have practice start pronto. I would imagine by the weekend, because even if you start next Monday, that would be the 21st of September, would be next Monday. And say you play, let's look at my calendar here and see what we have. If you play, if you're thinking October the 17th, and that is 4 weeks from this Saturday. Let's just say October the 17th. That's not very long to get things ready, not only for your football team, but just to get all the logistics ready as far as traveling party, whatnot. Now, there's not going to be a huge traveling party. I understand that. But there's a lot of things that have to happen in that short amount of time to get everything ready to play big-time Power 5 college football, or to play any college football, to be honest with you.
I would think so, especially the fact that spring football didn't happen and things have been interrupted since then. Again, I had never played college football, and I don't know how long it would take me to get ready to play a football game. These are unusual times, and perhaps schools in the Big Ten will sacrifice a certain level of quality of play to just get back on the field. And as we've seen last weekend, in some games anyway, the quality of play was less than good.
It would have to start on October the 17th. That has to be the date, because if they're going to play 8 games in a 9-week span, October 17th, in order to play on December 19th, the Big Ten Championship game, October 17th must be the date that it starts. I think we mentioned this, if not 1345 in the text line. If the rumors are true, a Big Ten team can make the playoff in at least 9 games. It'd be 8 when the other teams will have played at least 11, 8 regular season, 1 championship. It just seems like the Big Ten would get a distinct advantage with less games. Perhaps, but I think that has to be taken into account by Gary Barta and the committee for certain.
Nothing's normal.
Nothing is normal.
You know,
there are no parameters as far as, you know, okay, if you win 8 games, you go 8-0, you're automatically in. There's not going to be a little known codicil in the Faber Constitution that's going to say that.
It's going to be different in high school when you get to the playoffs. I mean, we might have some teams, hashtag Iowa City, play 2 regular season games before the playoffs. And that's only if the Iowa City High School Board changes its position on learning, or the state shifts its position. I digress a little bit from the college, but my point is nothing's normal. So, you know, we're going to have to live with it.
True. Very true. More on the Big Ten coming up with Todd and Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next here on KGYM. We have at 6 o'clock tonight for you. We'll join in progress. It'll be game 1 of the Eastern Conference NBA Final between Miami and Boston. That'll be on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. 107.5 FM, the Jim OT, will break away at 6:30 for the Twins and the White Sox from Chicago. Game 2 of that pivotal series. And again, that will be at 6:30 with the first pitch scheduled at 7:10 coming up tonight. Tomorrow, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football questions and to help me find a running back that I so desperately need.
And a Bowling Night in America preview for Week 2.
Brought to you by May City Bowl. All right. Enjoyed it, everyone. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Todd and Alex coming up next. We will be back with you tomorrow afternoon at 3. Have a great night, everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.